Amen. Beloved in the Lord, I want us to look at the Word of God as it is given to us from Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. As we keep standing, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again. So we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Beloved in the Lord, in a very sad moment, I inform you of the passing away of our children's service teacher, Gina Simpson, last Monday. But I'm reading this text to you so that we all know that we are not supposed to grieve as those who do not have hope. But the verses that I've just read shows that she is only asleep in the Lord, and at the appropriate time, she will be resurrected. And we are to encourage ourselves and know that the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And because of that, when we are called by the Lord, we shall also be with the Lord. And we are going to be asleep and not died. So, people of God, I want us to encourage ourselves with these words that our sister, Gina Simpson, is now sleeping with the Lord. Amen. Now we may sit down. Please, Katkis Ajumai Bafo, who came to visit us from Ghana. I think the time you introduce yourself to the church, this is the first time that I've been in church. And so I will encourage you that anytime you come to church, you can join us on the platform so that you can assist us in any way that you can. May the Lord God be with you. And if it's possible, anytime you come to church, instead of sitting with the congregation, you can come with us on this platform. Amen. People of God, we serve a living God. We serve the Almighty God. And we thank God for his grace and mercy, for his protection, for his provision for this whole week. And we are grateful to God for his grace that has enabled us together as we are fellowshipping this morning. Let us pray. Our Lord and our God, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of creation, we give you all the glory, We give you all the adoration and we thank you that yesterday, as we went to sleep, we became dead bodies on our beds. But by your grace, this morning we are here, fellowshipping in your sanctuary. It is time for us to listen to your word. And I pray and say that, Lord, use your servant as an instrument to speak to your people. Use your servant just as an instrument to speak to your people. And let whatever word that is proceeding from your servant fall into a very good soil, so that when you appear in your glory, all your servants who are listening may also find a place in the place where you have prepared for your saints. In the name of Jesus, I command any evil spirit that might be here to be silenced as the word of God is coming. Lord, speak to your people. Father, speak to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme for today says, Jesus, the way of the Father. Jesus, the way of the Father. But I think it should have been Jesus, the way to the Father. Jesus, the way to the Father. People of God, this world is not our home. This world is not our home. We are temporary dwellers here on earth. And the way we lead our lives in this world will determine our final destination. Adofon moye ready Jesus Christo mu. Sasa si so. Aha nye yemfie. Aha de ye twemu akọ keke. Ye twemu akọ agya ne enchen. Na ekwan ya fa so a ye bebo ya brabo no. Ene na be kire ba bi a ye be ko wie. One day, Thomas requested to know the way. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That will be yes, we catch the shaft on the set of the cup. And then, Chebi, I'm going to be. Now, Thomas, a beside us, a radical inquire no. Maybe a old corner, I enter you who be on no, say inquire no. Show us the way. And now, Jesus catcher say, Mene, a quino, and a cray, and a inquano. Now, Ubia, Emma, a jano, and chain. Jesse, onam, meso. So, Jesus is the only way to the Father. Jesus is the only way to the Father. Also, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, it says, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. People of God, this means that there are two ways. And one of the ways is broader. And those who are treading by that way are so many. Because on that way, you can do whatever you like and you'll still be on that way. You can join the world to do whatever the world is doing and still be on that way. You can be a drunkard and still be on that way. You can be a fornicator and still be on that way. But there is another way, which is the way of Jesus. That one, it's very narrow. So you cannot go side by side with anybody. Because it's narrow, you have to follow instructions. You have to follow. You have to follow after somebody. And that is the way of Jesus Christ. And that is the way that leads to life. Adofonom onyame asem ewo mate onguma etrenso nchichemu dumiansa ani dunano so emaye hu se ye wa kwan mienu ekwan baako e kwan kese ye ene kwan baako so so e kwan ketoa na ne aye kese no enipa dodo no ene nam sa kwan no so if you say obetimi abo obre bia wo pese wo bo bia na so still onam sa kwan no so ne mom na wiye no ena eya reho na wiye no ena ye owuo obetimi abo obre bia wo pe wo wiase na so so onam sa kwan no so ne mom akwan ba ko bi wo ho ha sa kwan no de eya ketoa na eno de ye otimi nam sa kwan no so se na ye wo pe emra bi wo ho no ma ese wo di so ansa na obetimi anam sa kwan no so ɛno ne Yesu Kristo ɛkwan no nti na Yesu Kristo kan yɛ sɛ if you love me then obey my commandments sɛ modɔ me deɛ a ɛneɛ monni mahyɛdeɛ ɛso halleluya. In our first Bible reading we read about Stephen whom the Bible said he was full of the Holy Spirit. And because he was full of the Holy Spirit, he had a lot of enemies. And the enemies did everything possible for Stephen to be stoned. And one thing that fascinates me is the fact that when Stephen was being stoned, because he was full of the Holy Spirit, and because he took the path of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that when they were stoning him, he looked into heaven and he said, oh, I can see the Son of Man standing at the right hand side of God, the Father Almighty. All along in scriptures, we know that Jesus has been sitting at the right hand side of God. But when Stephen was being stoned, Stephen looked into heaven and he saw Jesus Christ standing. That is, when Stephen was being stoned, Jesus stood up to give him standing ovation. Hallelujah. Akenkan semna anuanom akenkan emaayen no de edikan no omukan sem efa orobia ne efa ne Stephen eho na sa Stephen no Bible say na onyame honhom ahyene ma na onam ekwan no aye Yesu kwan no so biibia ho ye bia na obo abrabotrene and enunti no eman ho beye otan. People of God, you cannot lead a righteous and a good life and not have enemies. Utimi emmo abrabo papa ewo Yesu mu ewo brekwan wunya atamfo. Because the Bible says that if everyone says you are good, then be very careful. Say, obia, ese wo ya, ese wo sheye. If you say, according to us, wo ye. Oh, papa, ewo yo. Ajo man for us, wo ye. Akron for us, wo ye. A Christo for us, wo ye. Then there is a question mark. But Stephen, who was full of the Holy Spirit, when he was being stoned, he saw Jesus Christ standing. Oh, who say yes, was sorry, ejina ho. Now, the enemy debut only said, he said, whilst they were stoning him, Stephen said, oh God, forgive these people. Don't hold their sins against them. And he gave up his spirit and fell asleep. The Bible did not say that, and he gave up his spirit and died. But the reading this morning said, and he gave up his spirit and fell asleep. People of God, we all know from the Garden of Gethsemane that before Jesus Christ went to the cross. He pleaded with the Father that, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass by me. And the Bible said, but angels came down and strengthened him. But the angels came down and strengthened him. When I look at this and I meditate on this, I realize that Jesus was trying to tell the Father that, Father, if there is any way, any other way by which you can save the people so that I will not go to the cross, Father, let that happen so that I don't go to the cross. But the Bible did not say that God listened to him and accepted his plea. Rather, he sent down angels to strengthen him. This means that at all costs, we have to go to the Father through Jesus Christ. I don't know what I'm saying. So, what can I do? Sɛ kwan foforɔ bi wɔ hɔ a wobɛtumi afa so na wode agye nnipa a anka yɛmfa saa kwan no so sɛ bɛyɛ a menkwa sɛ nnua no so. Nanso so, Bible sɛ Onyankopɔn ma abɔfoɔ bɛhyɛɛ ne den. Asekyerɛ ne sɛ ɛkwan biara nni hɔ a yɛbɛtumi afa so akɔ agya no nkyɛn gye sɛ yɛnam Kristo so. And Utina, Onyamien Tia, Nas Semina or Kaino, Nemomono, Oma, Bofo, and Abeshen, the Ding. People of God, there is no way we can go to the Father without going through our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ. And so, if we want to lead our life by the way of Jesus Christ, then the second Bible reading that we read today, the Apostle Paul is telling us how to walk with Jesus, how to walk the way of Jesus. And when we read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, the scripture is telling us that if we want to lead by the way of Jesus, if we want to go by the way of Jesus, then there are certain things that we have to put away. And number one is malice. M-A-L-I-C-E. Now I was asking myself, what is malice? Malice ni kura ni chimu ni sen. Na malice ni chimu ni se. The one last one hono. M-A-L-I-C-E, the akoshe kona hono. Ni chimu ni agyemboni. So if we want to lead by the way of the Lord, then we are supposed to do away with malice. And se yenya agyemboni biara. If we want to lead or get to the Father through Jesus Christ or the way of Jesus, then we are not supposed to, leave it there, please. Then we are not supposed to have any malice. And then he also talked about another one, deceit. If you want to lead by the way of the Lord, then we are not supposed to have some form of deception. Because one tool that the devil has been using against humanity is deception. Now, deception no eye enada. One kasa winim sa asemo no enye no kre. Now, so asemo no When you are seminar, they can tough for hold the golden chain and go. I'm a seminar by yet to say, dear, and you know, crap, Now, I don't know, or can I catch and say, I say, me, pa, dear. Me, dear, me, yeah. Come, I could be so. That's all that I've told you. Who could be San Asemba Midenyamasem? People of God, there is another thing that we are supposed to do away with if we want to follow the way of Jesus, and that is what? Hypocrisy. People are very hypocrites. So, if you want to go by the way of God, then you have to do away, you have to get rid of hypocrisy in our lives. Because with hypocrisy, we cannot be able to get to the Father through Jesus Christ. But people in the world today are almost all hypocrites. And then the next one. That one is what? Envy. Envy in a tree a day. Obesity skin pain. That is your skin is paining you. That is skin pain. Wow. Say, anya media. And say, yo, be a. The asuma se enye idie anka se semena minya eti asema wonu anim se asema no nya no kre no akoka to nipa kono so se ba de kita no no e be free ni nsa. And we are not supposed to do that if we want to get to the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is the last one, which is called slander. I know they are also of every kind, which means there are so many kinds of that particular one. And what is slander? What is that? Nitri ni here day. Yasi ebisi nanti chucha ebisi si. But maybe me chi ya misya yene di. Eye abususem. Abususem ka. You see, today, people don't even want to hear anything about Jesus. People don't want to hear anything about Christianity. But all these are prophecy being fulfilled. And any pam pese yeti nyamiasem and pese yeti bibia for Christo. Now so when in a yatrosamo ebum, because trosamine say we yemrene ya ba. People, slave will grow what? Cold. And you bet sing a miasam, any pa omasum, they want to hear what, their 18 ears want to hear. Today, people go to church, not because they love God, but they go to church because of what they think God will provide for them. And then any papa sorry, and yes, so Yamena, you soon know, and Yamena, you don't think I hear pastor you. Nemo, yeah, but sorry, what dear, you didn't say you've been your free on Yame and chain. Me, but sorry, Name Yaria. No, Yame, or Sammy Yaria. Me, but sorry, Senya Baya, on Yame, don't me, Namiso Menya, warrior. Me, but sorry. Said the Abaya, Abay 4, 8 minutes remaining. I'm coming to church so that witches will not be able to bewitch me. You see, people go to church because of what they want to get from God. And so today, if you become a minister and you are teaching people the way to the Father, the way to salvation, you will not get anybody who will listen to you. But if you preach to people that this morning, as I was sleeping and meditating on the word of God, the word of God came to me that there are some witches who want to hunt so-and-so. And I saw so-and-so's name written on a coffin. And the Lord told me that Osofo Usu, when you go to church today, let that person pay $500. And that the name that is written on the coffin will be erased. And I saw the name. I saw the name like it looks like I think it is Enoch. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here called Enoch? Definitely the people are many, so there will definitely be an Enoch. And then Enoch will come. Yes, Papa, it's me. Then people will know that God, but God is saying that we are supposed to toe the way of Jesus Christ. You see, when we worship God and we worship Him well, all these things that I've mentioned, the Lord will add them to us. But we should not make that a priority. We should make that the reason why we go to church. Hallelujah. We should go to church with the motive of being able to get to the Father. And the only way by which we can go to the Father is through Jesus Christ. The way of Jesus is the path of righteousness. It is not about what you want. And also, it is not about what people are saying. But it is about what the Word of God is saying. I don't know more. The way to Jesus. Enya dia wo pe. Enya dia nkrofo nso e ka. Nemum eya dia tro no e ka. But me say Bible na wo ho no. O pese okukum nipa kura obenya verse a be justify say e so okum nipa. And so people pick certain verses to suit their circumstances. But that is not what we are talking about. We want to get to the Father. And the only way through which we can get to the Father is through the way of Jesus Christ. People of God, we are supposed to keep all that we do in Jesus. And that will grant us the way to the Father. So, we are supposed to make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our marriages. People, when they are going to marry, they forget about Jesus. And so, they just go in for everything that they can get, whoever they can get. And when there is a problem, then they come to the church and want Jesus to intervene for them. But when choosing their partner, Mrs. Obi Kowarena said, "Well, if you're a partner, if you are so focused on stepping away, ne mami or ne papa or ne busi afu, I don't want to be your no. Oh no, so focused now, I'm having too many kebani. Say, me me baby, what a pile, ya me a dumu, we see can you say what you say? No, but what me ba, or so for say, or when you good match. Hallelujah." So we are to make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our marriages. We are to make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our businesses. We are to make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our relationships. We are supposed to make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our finances, of our education, and of our social life. Emphasis on the social life. People of God, when people are leading their social life and you try to correct them, some of them will even decide not to even come to your church. People will even decide not to go to church again. So, oh, Jinani, now what send say? The oh ye, and nam Christo kwa so. Now, what say ye, no, Edobeko seyemu. Sabrina. Girl, be a friend of Sabrina. Now, I was trying to teach Sabrina. Say, you be or heaven. Allow me to lead my life. Allow me. What's what you say? Hey. Menti, say, you money though. Na Sabrina, kofa sa anyumono na. Ono ebo a kire me. Say, as you allow her to enjoy herself. Ah, ono wa kind of correct. O say, allow me to enjoy myself. Allow, hey, Sabrina. And another thing that Sabrina said is that papa me babo no. Me me mu na makan na mahudie wo. Won a wako bi mu. Ana wakan ana wahu ni ewum ana wobo wobra e hantu me de mi mie mu mpo na mahwe because me pese onyame yesi ono osa ono so onim osi omie babu no mu na ono be ka kire me se onyame se wa wonim mo no obepa me se wo mo na wa wonim less no wo punishment ye less ano ko se anwe. You don't want to read the Bible. You don't want to know anything about that. Now we are done now. Who said? They want more. Hallelujah. People of God, we want to go to the Father. And the only way by which we can go to the Father is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, in the Bible, there used to be two sets of people in the Bible. The Pharisees and the other one here they. Oh, Motibrof, my idea. And the other one is the Sadducees. You see, the Pharisees, they believe in life after death. But the Sadducees, they don't believe in life after death. And so, how do you reconcile these two people? So the Sadducees, who do not actually believe in life after death, they came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, we want to ask you a question. There were these seven brothers. And you know, as customs demand, if you die and you are not able to give birth, your brother will marry your wife so that he will have children for the brother who died. And all these seven men, they had that woman as their wife. So if you say there is a resurrection, on the resurrection day, all the seven men had that woman. So whose wife would that woman be? They thought they were able to put Jesus at a corner. But Jesus told them that, oh, if this is your question, then it means that you don't know the scripture. Because at the resurrection, people are not given into marriage. And Jesus said, people of God, let your hearts not be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. Believe in God. And believe also in me. Because in my Father's house, there are so many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you that I've gone to prepare a place for you. And when I finish preparing a place for you, I will come and take you with me, so that where I am, you will also be. Onyami asem se, mama kumantutu. Monyi onyami ni. Na men so no, monyi me eni. If you say, try baby bree, ewa me jefi ye. Sente se anka mankan, chile mo se me kwa ko siye baby ya mamu. Na mi siye baby ni mamu ya. Mesa ma ba. Na ma be famo na baabi a me wono mo so mwenya ho atra. People of God, ye wo baby ko. Ye wo baby ko. This world is not our home. We have a place to go. And we can only go to the Father through just one person, who is Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only way to the Father. Because ever since Jesus Christ made that pronouncement, that I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, nobody has been able to challenge. Bien wa waba se sa semu ya Jesus wo kan e enya no kure. And note that he did not say, I am a way, a truth, and a life. He said, I am the. Emphasis on that definite article, the. English for her. When there is that article, the, now, actually saying, I am not a way. If Jesus had said, I am a way, then that means there are other ways. But he said, I am there. That is the only way. And so, he ended in the third Bible reading by telling us that if you love me, then you should what? If you love me, okay, if you love me, and I can then obey my commandments. You see, you have to trust and obey. Because there is no other way to the Father but to trust and obey. And what does Jesus want us to do to trust and obey? All that he wants us to do is to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our what? Mind. And the second one is what? Oh, we are scholars, Nyamisham. And are we able to do that? Well, the loving God need the. The loving God need the. Mean, Mister, Nyanya Nyami, I don't want to pay one sorry Nyare Maha Nebua. So sorry, you had all other alternatives. You could have been at the house and be watching the TV. You could have done anything. But because you love Jesus, you are here. But what about loving our neighbors as ourselves? Are we able to do that? People of God, there is one thing that I always live with people whom I preach to. As long as there is life, as long as there is life, there is hope. Onipa, so onyame frewa, na mo adwuma ba wiye. But onyame frewa wo nkwa dia, you have room to make what? Adjustments. It is over. Nasa wo shawa bra bo a wo bon. Nasa enye through Jesus to the Father there. Begin to amend your ways. Begin to change your life. As long as you have life, there is hope. Onipa biye ni wiase a onyame ede ne ye bibia enye ye. Onipa biye ni ho a waseya kosi se. Ono de onyame ntime enye no. And onyame ntime mfa ne nyahwe. Moses was a murderer. Abraham lied. Noah drank. He became a drunkard. But all these people, where do you think they are now? Where do you think they are now? I don't know, but I'm asking. Where do you think Moses is now? What about Noah? What about Abraham? Where would they be? And so you can also be there no matter what you have done in life. So what's the sign? A rather bad job. You can still go by the way of the Father. Amen. Our Lord and our God, Almighty King of creation, Father, you have spoken to us this morning. And we know that there is a room for us in the Father's house. But it takes the way of Jesus to get there. It takes righteousness. It takes the word of God. And it takes the Holy Spirit to be able to keep us through. Father, our spirit is willing, but the soul, the body is weak. And so we pray that Lord Holy Spirit, once you are here to strengthen us, give us the enablement. Father, help us. Help us. Lord, help us. So that we shall be able to go by the narrow gate. So that we shall be able to go by the way of Jesus Christ to the Father. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. That is what the word of God tells us. That without you, there is nothing that we can do. But with you, we are more than conquerors. With you, oh, we'll be able to do much. Father, we pray that you touch us. We pray that you be with us. We pray that you sanctify us. We pray that you help us so that we shall be able to use Jesus as our way to the Father. We thank you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.